The Football Pod on Off the Ball in partnership with AIB, proud sponsors of the Football, Hurling and Camogie All-Ireland Club Championships. Hashtag the toughest.
How's it going? And you're very welcome along to a Members Football Pod with Paddy Andrews and James O'Donoghue. Fellas, how are we doing?
Fantastic, Tom.
Great, Tom.
How are you?
10 days, and I'm very good. 10 days out from the All-Ireland final. Like, it's so tight. We've had this the last couple of seasons. The turnaround is 2 week time. Very little can be done in between. Kerry have their press event on Saturday. Last night I was in convoy in Donegal for theirs. Got an hour worth of interviews. They'll be going out and off the ball next week. Got well fed afterwards too. Very nice meal. And then made it down back home late last night. But a very worthwhile trip. Who was at it? Ryan McHugh, Darrow Boyle, Patter Mogan, Paddy McBurty, and Jim McGuinness. So there's some good stuff coming next week on off.
How's Ryan McHugh getting on with his little baby?
He's happy out. I think he's
well rested.
He's alluding to the fact that I think Bridget is doing a lot of the heavy lifting, his wife at the moment.
I would have thought so. He's busy. He's in the middle of something.
I'm sure he'll pick up the slack afterwards, yeah.
I had a sneaky bet actually start of the year. Let me just see here. I had Ryan for Footballer of the Year, 25-1.
Wow.
I had Dermot O'Connor as well, 10 around Dermot. He was 50-1. Only for the show.
You're kind of snookered on Dermot.
Wow. Yeah. I had Shane Walsh as well, 10 around him. I had 3 tenors. He was only 14-1.
Okay.
Didn't come up.
So you're going all in that Ryan McHugh gets man of the match in the final and Donegal?
No.
Just for your bet.
I'm going to cash it out now just in case. I don't want to be jinxing that stuff. If he does, then they'll win, like so.
You'll be happy, so you'll take it. Every club is still lining and all that stuff.
Three good shots. We should do a collective Footballer of the Year secret charity bet next year and put it in an envelope and lock it away until the end of the pot. Do Brendan Rodgers' job on it.
But then if we all get it wrong...
Alex Ferguson
style. If we all get it wrong, we'll be donating zero to charity then, is it?
Yeah.
I presume...
How generous.
Or the predictions loser. The predictions loser has to go and donate it. We'll do that.
So we'll be doing an all-star thing. Is it next week?
Yeah, we'll be picking our football pod stars after the final. Yeah, there's
football
no point doing
pod
them for
stars. Are there trophies for this year?
Yeah, we need. Tommy, you promised last year you'd get trophies. Empty promises. Again.
I need a lot of promises.
You're wearing new Shelburne jersey there as well.
Yes, beautiful.
Shell's sponsor. Shell's might sponsor the football pod stars.
O'Neill's. Yeah, lovely, lovely. And they're playing tonight in Europe, right?
Second leg against Linfield. Yeah. Up in Belfast.
So thanks to Chadwick's, who sent it into us. Hey, Tommy and James, you hardly thought we were just going to sort Paddy out. hopefully, no,
they
enjoy
only dub
it.
Here, like.
It's the Shelburne third kit jersey. You might call us biased, but here at Chadwick's, we think it looks pretty slick. It does.
Three castles there. Lovely.
Yeah, it is. Nice jersey.
So hopefully makes appearance on the pod. We are avid listeners in the office. Fans of the pod, boys, and Chadwick's. Great to hear it.
It is.
Love it.
James, you got one too.
I did. I'm working today, so I didn't get to wear it, but
that's okay.
I'll get it.
He looks very formal today, doesn't he?
I feel it.
So paternity leave
over,
is over.
Over 3 weeks. Well, no, 2 weeks, and then I was back kind of doing a few days from home, and I was ready.
Okay. Can you rate it out of 10?
To get back at it. Rate what?
Can you rate it out of paternity leave?
Paternity leave.
Out of 10.
I don't understand the question. Are you saying about being off or?
Yeah. Like, was it like? Whatever way you want to take it.
Jimmy,
like,
don't answer this question. I don't think any good can come out of this answer.
Paddy, he set me up for an answer again. The trust is gone.
Snake.
He set me up. And then,
it's like, no wonder nobody likes the media. Yeah. Like, it's fucking, it's out
anything you say between here and the live show, right, just, it's going to come back and slap you in the face with Tommy.
James, that's how we work, man. You know, building up to our big shows, that anything goes. That's what happens.
Hey, we announced a guest. We're getting big reaction, social media, as expected.
Did we announce him?
Yeah.
Never told
just an hour ago.
Jesus,
an hour ago, I was heading up.
You AIB. AIB are working you too hard there.
Yeah. I was preparing my Monday minute for next AIB? Week.
Yeah, it was impressive the last day. You kind of went easy on me.
That's because they're licking their wounds. I'm not one to stick the boot in.
Yeah, fair enough. True.
And they had a great year.
They did.
This is what I love, Paddy, right? It's all day this, day that, no, because they lost. Yeah. Two weeks ago was we.
It was all we.
Like the change in it. Never, yeah. We're having a great year. We beat Kerry. We beat Dublin. Next thing they lose. They had a good year. Do you know, they just need to learn. They did it.
It's sad. It is actually sad when you break it down. You look at it. It is sad. Anyway, Tommy, listen. There'll be other days.
Yeah. No, I'm Tommy, back into club mode now. So.
I honestly, no.
Thinking about Cratlow and Friday night in Cratlow.
Oh, he's back to Clare now.
I'm not just saying this now. I think I'd have you favourites next year. Honestly, no, I would have favourites for the Tafton.
The whole team?
For the Tafton. Do you know, James, I got a call and you talk about being set up, but I got a call from our friends in Radio Kerry. I think they're looking for yourself as well. They're doing a live broadcast in the Glen Eagles Hotel. I hope I'm not breaching any privileges here before the All-Ireland final. And you know who called me? My compatriot Tim. In the radio field. Tim.
And he goes,
the Friday before the Sunday. And he's like, Tommy, we're just wondering, would you dial into us on the Friday night into the show? And I said, no problem, Tim, yeah. And I hung up the phone. I was on the road to Donegal and I just said to myself, this is the biggest ambush of all time. They're definitely going to play back my audio. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. But no, it's great. And I think up in Donegal, they've got a road show. Highland Radio have a show on Monday. So there's these live shows happening all over the country. And we're back on Thursday in Croke Park. We're really looking forward to it. So best of luck to Oisin Kelly and Brendan Devaney and the team with their show on Monday in Donegal. We're in Croke Park on the Thursday night, boys. We've got Kieran Donaghy. We've got Mark McHugh.
This is going to be epic. It is.
Have I delivered?
You've delivered, Tom.
Has Donaghy confirmed? Like, you never know. Like, yeah. You get a text off Donaghy that afternoon going, oh, I'm tied up in something. But yeah. Start. Don't let us down here. Come on.
The boys will be.
Hold on. Let me just check my messages. It was a fairly lukewarm response, so I think he's in. And he hasn't shared the post yet on Instagram, so I'm just waiting for that to happen for
What time in the evening did he confirm that he was doing it? Was it 1 a.m. in... Fucking in the Grand in Killarney, you just had the phone out and just confirmed it.
Yeah, no. He's it was actually it was 10 to 10. He just texts back and yeah.
Oh, he's all in.
We have a message here coming in. Ah, oh, he's good to go. We're all right. Okay.
Lovely. A good night. It's always a good night, but the two boys will be top class.
Two boys will be savage, yeah. That'd be great.
Do you know what? We're gonna have to meet the lads early in the afternoon to talk tactics.
No problem
as well.
With that. I've no problem with that.
We'll have to find a spot. Yes, yeah. Somewhere in the city.
And I know, we'll a couple have to of good places for lunch.
A post-match briefing as well, or post-pod briefing
and
too.
Post-match.
So,
yeah.
So the whole
leave
pod,
that with me, T. Leave that with me.
Are welcome to join us in town that night.
Tommy, so, let's on we'll and have, list that we'll he's going to be all cool, calm and collected in the lead-up. And then come the day of the show, he loses the run of himself altogether. He's running around causing problems, trying to set up the show. You need to just nice and play it nice and cool now this time, Tom.
James, I've developed and I've grown as your co-host over the last couple of years.
It's a broadcast. Me and Jimmy will be in the hotel having 4 to 5 pints and just text us when you need us.
I think we're okay. I think we're in a good place, lads. We're 5 years into
this. This one nearly needs the least kind of...
Well...
Prep. It doesn't need any prep, really, with the two boys, like, to be fair.
Well, I tell you one thing. I started my prep during the week, boys. And I hope... that neither of you have to do what I had to do.
Watch the 14th
final. I watched back the 2014 All-Ireland final. And I have got notes. And it was the most, after the epic semi-finals that year, the most excruciating watch of all time. Ryan McHugh has never watched it back. He won't
I've never watched it back.
I don't blame you.
One for the purists.
But sure.
Yeah.
I remember I was at it myself.
Were you? You must have been sick at it, were you?
I was sick because it was an absolute piss with Killian O'Connor. We were doing a gig for PwC. They did a gig with the two losing semi-finalists. Jeez, so,
you were the king of the gigs. You were doing it back then as well.
You've sell out even back
I'm
then.
I'm surprised you were allowed doing them back then.
Yeah, everything was just kind of do what you want for a month after we lost to Donegal and then lock it all down for the next 10 years.
Can you remember? Can you imagine what
Paddy Lance was like? Don't remember much. It was good crack, though.
Well, I think that was...
You was one, Jimmy, did you?
We ended up winning it, yeah. But like,
oh, very good. Well done.
Donegal had beaten Dublin, obviously, so all the talk is about Donegal and their tactics and all this, and we just came in with a tactic ourselves and won it. Like, I know you can be criticised for not playing this and that, but like,
for sure.
At the end of the day, the final is only for winning. Like,
I'll be honest. it wasn't the worst game of football I'd ever seen. Like, it's a strange game, though. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's moments of brilliance in it. There's a couple of times, I think actually, when Donaghy steals Durkin's kick out and puts it away, the game really comes to life. And I don't know if you can remember that last 20 minutes, James, but the game really comes to life after that. And Donegal bringing McBurty, he has an instant impact.
Yeah, I do. They probably should have started McBurty back then, shouldn't they? I think we were prepared for him. I think we had our substitutions and everything lined up for when he did come on, though. We were well ready for McBurty because we knew how much of a threat he was. He was scintillating at the time.
Was Paul Murphy man of the match that day?
He was, yeah. He was.
He was unbelievable, lads. Unreal. I don't know.
Was he picking up anyone in particular, or was it just...
I think he was on Derek
Aidan O'Mahony marked Murphy, didn't he?
Yeah. That was a huge battle for us as well. We'd built that up. Yeah. And Mahoney was just a fellow who accepted the responsibility and thrived and wanted it, you know, because he knew that was going to be a match defining. It actually reminds me a little bit of McCall and Clifford this time, you know. It's like you can either be, you can kind of be nervous about the pressure of marking him, or you can just put the chest out, and Mahoney embraced it. And even for the couple of weeks after, like, he knew that he was after delivering as well. Like, so it was good crack. But.
Class.
Yeah, he enjoyed it. But you need those personalities in defence as well to do the big jobs. Mahoney was.
Yeah. A really interesting stat flashed up on the screen in the 64th minute. Jerry Canning on commentary goes, "This is Gaelic hand passing at its best or worst." And the counter at the time was Donegal 163 hand passes, Kerry 140. By the end of the game, it was Kerry 154, Donegal 169. Like, but you compare it to last year's All Ireland final, right? So that's 323. In the first half of last year's All Ireland final, there was 306 hand passes. So, like, even though the game was at that level in 14, it's gone to a totally different level of conservatism last year. And we had how tense a game that was, but punctured with moments of quality last year. So, yeah, it's a strange final. But when you think back, lads, in the last 15 years, and Morris Brosnan and myself went up the road to Donegal yesterday, and we were kind of talking about the All Ireland finals the last 15 years going up the road. What were the great finals? Like, 16, 17, 19. Were they the great games in All-Ireland finals in that era? The other games were a bit mad or chaotic or tense or maybe low scoring. But it feels like 16, 17 and 19 were the epics in terms of actual finals.
16?
Maybe 16 was a bit mad as well, was it? Yeah, 2-9 to 15, the first game.
Against Mayo in the rain.
The replay? What about the replay?
It was all some shit.
All right, what about 17 and 19 then? Are they the only two that were epics?
17 was good, 19 was the draw, and then the replay.
Oh, the draw, lads. Oh,
the draw was a good game. 17 is kind of a big game, our game.
Most of the best games were semi-finals.
Jimmy, you said it. The finals are just, they are cagey. Like. And I know we're building this up, and the rules are brilliant, and we've seen lots of great games, and these are two outstanding teams. You know, finals... They are different. No matter what anyone fucking comes with, it's just another game. It's not.
No.
This is like the pinnacle. The biggest prize ever is on the line. And that does maybe just tighten things up a little bit. And this is two unbelievably experienced teams. Lots of players who've won All-Irelands, played in finals before. So there's just, they are different games. And you said it, Jimmy. When you're in them, you do not give a shit. You just have to, by hook or by crook, win that match.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, You won in 14, but you've never watched it back. I don't think I've seen any of our All-Ireland finals. It's like, just win and enjoy everything after. That's what it's about. So, not to put a damper on it, I still think we're going to get a brilliant game next week, but there is the possibility that it's just very tight because this is everything. This is what you dream of since you were a baby.
I think the new rules, they allow for so much more excitement. Even a two-pointer now gets a response from the crowd of a goal. A goal gets an even greater response. Do you know, every attack, you're expecting a shot. So even a turnover is a big deal. It's just a better game. It's a better game to watch. I'd be shocked if it was a tough watch in the final. I think it'll be a great watch. I think it will be tactical, and it will be tense, and it will be cagey and nervy and all those things. Maybe some fellas will be playing it safe at times, but there will still be those huge moments of the two-pointers, the goals, the turnovers, the tackles, the hits,
yeah,
the skill. I think there's too much quality on show with too much space allowed now for it not to go that way.
The tension is going to be something else. Like tension on All-Ireland final day. I remember being in the Upper Hogan in 15. And obviously the rain that day had an impact.
Rain, yeah.
But the 23 final, again, Dublin Kerry, very different teams, you could nearly say. But that was incredibly tense, I felt, in that game as well. Just the whole stadium, like it was so 50-50. And I think Sunday is going to feel so 50-50 that the tension is going to be just reckless. A little bit like maybe Clare and Cork in the hurling last year. But can I give you two last little bits from the 2014 final? And I've got a couple of little bits saved, James, for the roadshow that are going to be fun. We'll enjoy it watching the back. Some moments that you love, some of the greatest moments of your life from the 2014 final, the James O'Donoghue final, as it hitherto will be known. But Jim McGuinness, Conor McKee's writing this during the week. In his autobiography, I just want to get your take on this. Jim McGuinness made the strangest admission about the 2014 All-Ireland football final, which Donegal lost to Kerry. To this day, it jumps out even more so now the renewal has been cemented after a disappointing semi-finals weekend. The admission centred around the frantic closing moments of the final, and specifically Conor McFadden, his brother-in-law, and now a member of his backroom team, reaching out to get a touch on a ball that has popped up nicely from in the Kerry goal mouth. Can you remember that? Last minute, yeah. You're three up. Murphy bundles his way through, sips to McBertie. I can't remember who gets a block on it, but somebody does, and it spills to McFadden, and he punches it. On the sideline, though, his manager didn't want it to go in. Colm is reaching, and I have one thought. He recalled in Until Victory Always. I don't want the goal. I didn't want it because it would have felt shallow. Nothing we stood for was in our performance. We would have been sneaking something out of it. We did not deserve it.
Mm.
What do you make of that? Like, it's just, I suppose it's talking about performance and the importance of performance.
I get that, but he probably did want it to go in.
I know, I wondered. Should have been asked it last night. He wasn't asked it last night.
Poetic license there, but I get what he's saying.
He's saying that they didn't play well, and that maybe if they did win, it would have been more by a bit of luck at the end. Is that what he's saying? I don't know.
Would have been a replay.
We didn't play well. We just had to change the way we played. We were shooting. I remember our main tactic was they are going to clog the middle. We're going to have to take shots from the sides and be prepared to miss. Like, be prepared to miss.
And you were.
And then we always had the threat of the ball, the high ball inside, because they had Danny McGrath inside, who would be maybe 5'9" at the time. So that was a mismatch, we felt, and that was something we played on.
Hey, 50 seconds in, you get the goal off it. Like,
that was a shot drop short. I'll tell you what.
Great tactic.
It is,
there you go.
The reason teams win All Ireland. Drop your shots short.
Donegal.
The sole reason you win the All Ireland. Bad Donegal, technical execution.
Donegal kicked 12 points that day from 22 shots at a 55% shooting percentage. Right? I'm actually now thinking that half of the Kerry passes that I thought were long passes in may now have actually been shots. So this stat actually could be worse than it is. But Kerry, and it doesn't matter, you won the All-Ireland. Kerry were 11 for 28 that day.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It's some way to win an All-Ireland, boy. You won't complain if it's the same this weekend. Neither team will.
No, absolutely not.
They're there for winning.
And in a final, absolutely. Like, we played tactically that semi-final replay as well. I remember Eamon said, it was like, it's not just about who plays better in the semi-final. It's about who changes the most or changes the better. Like, basically, it was like, you cannot show up in a replay in a semi-final and do the same thing again. Even if you're outstanding in the replay, it won't be enough. You need to change something up. And I think that for the final, we did it as well. It was like we needed a refresh. And then the tactical changes for the final weren't good for spectators, and they weren't good to play. Straight out, they were not good to play. It was horrible, but like, it got the job done. And I'll tell you what, when we were on the homecoming on the Monday in Tralee, and the place was absolutely rocking. I mean, we could not believe the crowd there. I'll tell you what, nobody even thought about the 70 minutes that had gone on. It was just about, let's give this large.
That's the way it is though, Jimmy. Do you know what it shows? It shows a bit of a respect for your opposition as well. That you need to understand that if you're in an All-Ireland final, you are a serious team. You might be perfect, but you if you're getting to that stage of the championship, you're doing a hell of a lot right. And you, as an opposition, have to respect that. Mightn't be the style you play, it might be the style you enjoy watching or playing against, but you need to take it on board and adapt to some point. You still have that balance between this way the great coaches are able to do this and the great teams are able to do it. We want to play to our strengths, but we have to be aware of what they're good at. And we need to try and counteract that. So the days of just going in and going, well, we don't care about them. We don't like the way they play. We're going to play our own game. You'll be caught. And that's what you're going to see from both sides. You've got two exceptional managers, proven great records. They've won the biggest prizes. They'll be trying to emphasise, Donegal are going to, this is what we need to do. This is what we're really good at. Jack O'Connor is going to be, this is what we need to do. But we need to be prepared for what those guys are going to do. The running game from Donegal, that kick passing game from Kerry, you have to be able to adapt. And it's sure you need to be respectful of what your opponent can do.
Yeah, I guess with the tight turnaround and the new rules, and I know Keane O'Neill is involved again with Kerry. He was involved back in 14.
And last year's final.
I knew when Keane came back in that we were on something. Like, I don't think Fellas even realised what he'll have done for them. Because skills-wise and training session-wise, you're getting something out of every single session. Like, the importance of a good football coach is incredible. He has a personality to go along with it as well. But I'm talking about his footballing coaching ability. Like, Clifford looks leaner, sharper, fitter. That's the physical side of it. But he's not dropping any ball or he's not fumbling anything. Everything is sharp. You could say that about everyone of the Kerry fellas. They look sharp and they look well prepared on the ball. I think that's so important. So I think they've all thrived underneath it. Whether they actually realise it yet or not, I bet you they'll look back at a time in this career when Keane's been the coach and they'll be like, yeah, he had me sharp.
He's got a great CV. He's having a positive impact.
He's been involved in an incredible amount of All-Ireland finals.
Yeah.
I'd say the Galway boys felt the same as you, James, when they left. That loss, given how close they were last year.
They would have felt that loss, definitely. I think so.
Yeah, they would have. You talk about the skills and the basics, right? And that's obviously something we've heard, even when McGuinness was in with Galway for a little bit, doing a couple of sessions, or maybe where he's worked elsewhere. He has such an emphasis on the skills and the basics. And there was a really interesting moment in the press conference last night where he spoke about being in Tralee in 98 with so many of Kerry's 97 All-Ireland winners and how much that formed him as a coach and a footballer back then, and spoke about the Kerry tradition and the similarities actually between Donegal and Kerry football, James, right? So I don't know what you think of this, but we talk about a running game, right? With hand passing maybe and keeping it through the hands and the way that Donegal can move us so slickly and they're so good on the ball in that sense. But he talks about the template that Kerry set in terms of third man running off kickers, that they'll, instead of giving a hand pass, it's a dink pass and they're off, off the shoulder on the run. And he thinks that Kerry are standard setters and have been in that regard. Mm. And it kind of gets maybe overlooked a little bit, but their running game is just as powerful as Donegal. So that was just an interesting element the last night's chat with Jim McGuinness.
I think that's actually huge. And definitely as a forward, I remember thinking, you've a couple of ways of getting the ball as a forward. You can either be the first receiver or you can be the man off the first receiver. So someone catches the ball like a Donny or someone like that or a Michael Murphy and you're off their shoulder at pace. You're doing so little of the work and getting the ball in the most dangerous position. But the only thing in the new rules it's so fitness oriented that it's hard to get off the shoulder that often. But if you can get a kick, hand pass, kick kind of routine into your game, it would carve teams open. There's no doubt about that. I suppose that is, but that's a fundamental of coaching. Definitely the kick kind of play the way you're facing to an extent, catch it and slip it to a runner. Dublin would be very similar to that as well.
Cohesion in your forward, it mightn't be a forward that's getting under, but you look at what Duddy got, it's like a Kieran Moore, Pater Morgan, being the third guy, we used to play you guys, Jimmy, and we'd always have a beer on about Donegal Walsh would have been brilliant at this from wing forward, a ghost runner, that the danger is the guy that you're not looking at.
Yeah.
The kick pass goes in, whether it's you or Gooch or Donaghy, it's the next guy coming off. And both of these teams excel at doing that. And this is what one of the most outstanding things our first David Clifford mention of the day. We're going to have a lot of talking about him over the next 10 days. He's not a selfish player. And for a player with his quality and his scoring ability, they tend to be a little bit more, have the blinkers on a bit. But he's not. He sees an opportunity and the defence will collapse in on Clifford and all of a sudden there's a pop pass to someone else coming through, whether it's Shawnee or Paddy or someone else, Dylan Gainey or anyone. It's such a trip because all the defence is looking this way and here's a fella coming in the back door around there. So both teams are really good at that. It's a key part of their success. And it's very hard to defend against, but that's what they're preparing for. It's not going to be a whole pile of physical stuff. Probably Saturday, Jimmy, both teams, maybe 25, 30-minute match probably, would they?
I think so. That always seems to be the
That'd
case.
That'd be it, really. Yeah.
Play a half. Maybe get in.
It's all mental,
do it, yeah. Get the suits measured.
Talk to me, this, I think, is Gainey available? Paul?
I'd be shocked.
Did Jack tell you, Tommy?
I'd be shocked if we didn't see Paul.
Paddy, he's in the 26 the last two games. He's not there unless there's a chance, you know?
He'll be involved.
I think we're guaranteed to see Paul Gainey.
A type of player, I don't care about the 14, the goal, honestly, it's kind of irrelevant. It's more, the way Donegal are set defensively, you need to be crafty playing against them. There's not, like, if you're really, really fast and you take players on and you're brilliant at all those things, that's a great thing to have. But against Donegal, they nearly want you. They're trying to tease you into going, yeah, carry the ball into us, come on. And they give you a sniff. And then all of a sudden, there's four lads around you. Meade would have got caught a lot with this in the second half. Were they just about, is there a bit of a chance there? And all of a sudden, they're turned over. Rorty, the obvious example for the goal. Kieran Moore's goal, or Conor
Donnelly? It was Moore's goal.
Whereas Gainey, Donegal, you want to find gaps. You need to be patient. You need to be a bit sneaky. You don't need to rely as much on your physical attributes as to just find pockets of space in between the lines, in between their zones. And Gainey has that. He's having a brilliant season. The rules suit him anyway, but his expertise and the smartness of how he plays and how he moves, I think, will be a very, very useful weapon against this Donegal team, as opposed to some guy who, I know you were saying last week, the Limerick forwards, they can run 100 metres in 5 seconds. That wouldn't really impact Donegal too much. That's why I think Gainey would be, if he's available, I think he could be a very useful weapon for this Kerry.
I think with Kerry, they've played phenomenal against Armagh, right? Very well, I would say, very, very well against Tyrone. So playing Gainey would almost be not ripping up the script in a way, but it would be making fundamental change there. It's just, it just depends if Jack wants to actually go for that change. I mean, like, I agree. I think that Gainey's attributes are ideal for this game.
If he comes in, who's coming out?
Can I ask you a question?
Six and eight, really, isn't it?
Can I ask you a question on that, Tui, and whoever wants to pick it up? Donegal to stop Clifford, right? They're going to need, obviously, a man marker, but also a system around it. For Donegal to be able to free up a system, they need to have forwards there that they aren't overly worried about, they can drop off them. Like, we've spoken before, and James, you've often spoke about it, starting six forwards under the old rules, or Paddy, even seven forwards that Dublin might have done before in games. Like, Kerry, at the minute, horses for courses. They probably needed to beef up around the middle third a little bit, or maybe play a wing forward, or a Graeme O'Sullivan who started an All-Ireland final at cornerback before, and obviously has loads of attributes that can make a big difference around there. But I look at the way Monaghan maybe set up in the first half against Donegal, and they committed 6-7 forwards on their defenders, and they caused a bit of wreck in that first half. McCall probably is the one game where McCall didn't shut someone down. Bannigan got 1-3, I think, that day.
But they're going to, and I think it was because defend zone later. Like, I know that.
Okay, well, my question is: should you have more forwards to cause more problems, to cause more questions?
But Kerry need to protect against that middle third as well. Like,
yeah,
this is the.
If you sleek on the ball, you avoid turnovers. Make sure you get a shot off on every attack. Then you'll be okay with those counter attack runners. You're not going to be affected as much. If your hands are poor in attack and you're getting turned over, and next thing there's five Donegal fellas going bang at you at pace, you're in trouble. But I think that Donegal will really protect their full back line. I think they'll take the risk of leaving the two pointers. I think they'll try and nail down Shawnee, but I think they will. I think they might even leave Paddy in the game a little more. I'm trying to think of matters. Maybe Finn Barrorty and Paddy. There is a lot of people to kind of quieten down.
Oh, Bon Gallagher.
I think they'll lock down the full back line. I think they'll defend from the full back line out. Whereas I think Tyrone went the other way. I think Tyrone went to stop the outside fellas and almost said, if we can stop the outside fellas, the ball won't get into Clifford, but it did. So I think they'll go the other way.
This is the beauty, like Donegal against Meade. Like Meade had a lot of 2-point shots.
Yeah, but they were from the wrong place as well.
But they were still given the opportunity
to get
those shots. Kerry will have a higher conversion rate on those 2 points.
It depends who's kicking them as well, Paddy. I mean, Shawnee's the man.
If you're saying, Jimmy, let's bring everyone back and try and cut down Clifford, but then Shawnee and Paddy start hitting 2 or 3 3-pointers each as well. It's the balance between that. You said, like, if Kerry had fucking Darragh O'Shea and Dermot O'Connor midfield, they could say, grand, two lads will deal with the middle third. Any long kickouts there, let's put 6 forwards up front. Whereas Kerry, they've had to try and protect that because they're light, particularly with Dermot's injury. So this is just the nuances. Like, Donegal don't have all the answers either. You know, they've got to try and, like, get that defensive balance right between, okay, minimise Clifford's damage, but also protect against some point in shutting down Clifford. And then you can see 10 2-pointers. You know, that's equally as damaging.
But there's not many fellas, Paddy, that will kick the 2-pointers. Like, Langan is almost, like, he's doing a little...
Kieran Thompson.
Murphy on that side.
Donegal probably have a
they
bit
do
more.
On that side. Yeah. I mean, then on the Kerry side, you back Shawnee and...
David.
So, like, I... I don't know. How many...
How many
shots are you going to get off there outside of those lads? I would argue probably not many.
Yeah, I'm just looking here at matchups, right? So McColl on David Clifford. You mentioned Rorty there. Like, Ryan McHugh did a man-marking job in Rory Grugan and a really effective one in the Ulster final this year. I wonder, does Ryan... And, like, Ryan McHugh is in... he's always in good shape, but, like, he's in reckless shape at the minute. I wonder...
Paddy?
Could he be tasked with Paddy? Right, you mentioned Rorty, like, the strength of this fella. And the confidence of him, like, his strength in the tackle is unbelievable.
You thinking
Rorty for Shawnee, right? But if Kerry, like, if the Donegal defenders Bon Gallagher and Moore and McColgan can cheat off the other Kerry forwards, then, like, is Dylan Gainey being marked by Pádraig Mógán there? You know, like, Bon Gallagher, then, is he freed up to kind of double up with McColl and Clifford? I don't know. So that's why I just wonder: are we going to see late changes or different tweaks?
Like, Pádraig Mógán wants to bomber.
He does.
This is where Gainey comes in. Gainey's looking at all their best defenders, matching up with all those guys, and he's going, lads.
Like 14. Painful. Like 14. Paul Gainey mismatch one more time.
Then Donegal are going, well, Pádraig Mógán, you mark Gainey, and just sprint up the pitch. It's risk reward with this stuff. It's the one thing I'd say with Paddy, he's critical in terms of supply line to David. Conor Myler, job he would have done on Paddy Clifford in previous games with Tyrone.
Proper
limit
backing,
his damage, it influences how much David can get on the ball. I think Jim McGuinness definitely, these are the best players in the opposition, so they're going to have plans for these guys. And the same on the Kerry side, they're looking at, like, Langan is playing out the pitch, but he's having such an influence and a scoring
influence.
Do we do with him? What do we do with him? What do we do with Oisín Gallen? Because someone's got to go with Murphy. Does Jason Foley follow Murphy out when Murphy plays a lot out around the middle, or does he wait for him to come in? Murphy's the type of player, we said this in a previous show, where do you just go with him no matter where he goes? Because he's too fucking smart. If Jason Foley goes, when he comes back in, I'll go out and pick him up. Murphy will find the gaps. He'll wade around the edges. He's crafty. Like, and he's the type of player where you just have to take out his
influence. And he's a big kick-out option.
This is the chess that is going to be going on with both of these coaches. And to be fair, you've got two of the best in the business and most experienced in the business to figure it out.
I don't think that Owen Bond Gallagher will pick someone up landmarking wise. I don't think
his pace gets him back to the
I D, don't think McColgan will either. So no,
but Moore might drop back from 12, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be very interesting. Do you know the buzz in the stadium when the ball is about to be thrown in and everyone's scanning the matchups?
I love that. It's like, oh, he's on Murphy. Oh my God, I was not expecting that. It's a lovely.
Eamon Fitz, first 3 minutes of the Sunday game
comedy. Yeah, it is.
Like, lovely. Yeah. Who else is on now? That's done. The analysis is done.
We'll be doing it together for Off the Ball.
We won't be doing it. We will. 4 points deep at this.
Yeah, I know you will, but we will be doing it together. But you're both taking one side each.
I'm wearing a Dublin kit in.
Hey, I've got you a Donegal jersey for the roadshow, because at the minute, Paddy, I'm not sure if we got the balance right. We've got Donaghy and James on one side, Mark McHugh on the other. We got to sort that out. We got to do something here.
You're a minus one for Kerry. You're so anti-Kerry.
Ah, come on. I'm not.
You are.
Come on.
Do you want me to host this one, Tommy? I'll host it and you do. You sit with Mark.
Yeah. James, I know there's a bit of spikiness there the last couple of weeks, but was there anything I said that was wrong?
There must have been, because you keep bringing it up. You keep saying, no, reassure me. You're like...
is there any word, what are we doing with the kits for the final? Is there any... come on. The
kits? Yeah, we've been told. Brendan Cawley is referee. Brendan Cawley made a decision that Kerry are wearing their navy strip and Donegal are wearing their white strip for the All-Ireland final.
That's perfect. Done.
Was there any chat before the 14 final? Did that come up? Did you guys not want to change? Did Donegal not want to change?
I think we wanted to change.
Nothing said, we just arrived.
We wore blue in the semis and we loved it. Mm. So I think we wanted to wear blue and it was declined. No, that could have just been what we were fit.
GA or Donegal?
I don't know. I sent in the request, lads, and it was rejected.
Yeah. Listen,
the Meade Donegal was a bit messy.
It was messy. Me training
it looks
in the
great
yellow kit
for the supporters, but yeah, me, on the pitch, me training surely.
That's why Meade lost by 20.
Maybe for the kingdom, away for Donegal. Very good.
Yeah. So look, briefly, right? Because there's two very quick things. I know you both have to go back to work. The other side, and we're going to get into this deeper on Monday and on our roadshow. Like you mentioned, Mahoney and Murphy in 14. What's the Murphy conundrum this time? Is it Foley? We look at Oisin Gallen, who's really back in his all-star form. You know, 2 points in the quarterfinal, 1-2 the last day. And lads, Conor O'Donnell has electrified the championship. Jim McGuinness made a big deal of him missing out last year. He got injured. He's two-footed. He's so balanced. He can go both ways.
Brilliant.
He's direct. He's just direct.
He's scoring off both feet. Like, the Inish Owen man is a danger.
He gave us a lot of trouble in Killarney in the league. He played brilliant. He's wearing 11. I think he played more inside, but... like, he was excellent. Like, I'm just looking here. There's a lot of matchups that Kerry need to get right. Like, I mean, there is a lot. I mean, Gallen's going to be playing close to goal. I'd be surprised. Like, I'd nearly like to see Jason Foley on Gallen. Then Conor O'Donnell, you're looking at, you know, would a Tom Sullivan come back in? Maybe he'd take Gallen and Jason Foley take O'Donnell.
Paul Murphy's probably not a great matchup for him.
Then you're leaving Murphy to maybe be picked up by a Mike Breen centre back. I don't know. You know,
Breen on Murphy. Okay, so you wouldn't go Dylan. There's a bit of talk about Dylan Casey possibly on Murphy. Casey togs out bigger than he looks. He's actually very physical. Yeah. And obviously they tried him in Aidan O'Shea before, didn't they? In a game, there's a lot of questions about that. But they backed him.
He's tried him in those big jobs to kind of get him ready for something like this. So I mean, he could go for that. But Murphy, I mean, this is kind of almost a match deciding match up there. Like, you get that wrong, he swings over, you know, a two-pointer, sets up a goal and kicks it free. And then everyone Donegal starts believing. Do you know, I'd rather have Murphy nailed down early.
He's more than a scorer. But that's the same with Clifford, the other edge. Yeah, 100%. Like, Clifford scores a goal on Sunday week, this place is on wheels. But just keep an eye out for, we see it so many times in All-Ireland finals, what about like a Kieran Thompson man of match? Or, you know, Joe O'Connor, not Joe O'Connor's under the radar, but just everyone is focused. The whole build-up is Clifford, Murphy. And the only time I can really remember just going according to that was the 22 final, where it was Shane Ross and Clifford. That's so rare that that happens. That's what was so amazing to watch. These iconic players delivering iconic performances on the biggest day. Usually it's somewhere around the edges and someone's got to be a hero. Like you said, the 14 final, Paul Murphy was man of the fucking match. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. You know, so, Jimmy, I know you robbed Footballer of the Year, like, but that's, the focus was on you and Murphy coming into the final, and it was someone else. Not that you don't play a role, but it's
we're
so focused and we will be. That's the big conversation. Who's going to pick up Murphy? Who's going to pick up Clifford? People around the edges can have a match-defining contribution 100%. Here.
Yeah,
and Kieran Thompson, he got a point in the semi-final with the left from the left from inside the 13. Do you remember that one? He just snapped it over as if it was nothing. That's a highly technical.
Kieran Thompson is going to score 6 points.
He
could. I have a feeling
he's going to get two pointers, and he's going to clip it.
if he does,
we're in here first.
We are in here.
He kicked the double double against the wind into the hill against Monaghan when there's very few points to be kicked that day. I have a feeling we might see Bjugliak on Kieran Thompson, maybe Gavin White on Shane O'Donnell. That might, you know, there's interesting, very
just
interesting
matches. Ask Jack on Saturday. You'll be having a cup of tea with Jack on Saturday. He'll tell
Shane
you.
Shane O'Donnell has the ball in his hands for like 20
he's
minutes out of the 70.
Playmaker.
Does he risk enough or contribute enough in that kind of final pass or final two passes to actually tag him constantly?
James. He was man of the match against Monaghan. He's very close to being man of the match against Meath. He's an assist machine. Yeah.
He gets it at the top of that 2-point arc and nearly starts that basketball play.
He does.
You're the two key guys that they start. It's like you say, a play for them.
He's been
and they work it back and cross and they're waiting for one of your boys to just switch off, Jimmy, and then bang.
It's going to be very important.
Him being gone, it's gonna be him being gone out of the 10 slot, right? Just say he's gone out of the 10 slot across the field and he's doing that and you have someone welded to him. The 10 slot is wide open, you know. That's actually where Kerry got a lot of success out of Clifford the weekend, where he just stayed in that spot and ended up with backdoor cuts and 2-point shots. You know, if someone like Gallen or Murphy occupies those areas when he's vacated, I don't know, can you go too tight to O'Donnell? But look, I'm only guessing, really.
Yeah, look, lads, we haven't even mentioned Patton and Ryan, and they're going to have a massive impact in the game too, the goalkeepers and the midfielders. We haven't got into it. There's so much talk about it before the All-Ireland final.
It's only the members show, team. We've two fucking shows.
Members pod here with thanks to AIB, as always. They're bringing us on the road to Croke Park next week. We've got a full house in Croke Park in the Hogan Stand suite for the third year running. Kieran Donaghy and Mark McHugh joining myself, Paddy and James. We can't wait to see you there. The very last one, boys. This is the very last one. And it's in... I mentioned Marsh Brosnan earlier, his observations in the Examiner this week. The new hat trick in Gaelic football. Do you know what it is?
A one, a two, and a three.
One, a two, and a goal.
Any idea the four Gaelic footballers who have done so far in the 2025 All Ireland Senior Football Championship?
Clifford.
Clifford's one.
Michael Langan.
Michael Langan's number two. And the other two boys are from the same team. Very impressed now if you've been reading the Examiner this morning and you got this.
I haven't. It's all behind the paywall, feckers. Who is on a one, a two, and a three?
Is it?
Yeah. Their county was a big disappointment.
Or Sam Maguire.
No, it's All-Ireland. All-Ireland series, Sam Maguire.
Galway. Shane Walsh.
Shane Walsh is one. Who's the other Galway player?
Tierney.
Big Bobby Finnerty.
Yeah. Big Bob Finnerty.
Big
four
Bob.
From four.
What about
Big Bobby? And you lads think I don't fucking watch any matches. Like, this is
big bad.
There you go. Bob, it's all up there. Finnerty. It's all up there.
The second top scorer from play, I think, in the championship behind David Clifford, who's got something reckless like 954.
Oh, we'll get to little Bobby now for the All Stars. He was
he was phenomenal.
He had a great season.
Paddy Andrews, James Dunhu, get back to work. Members pod in the book.
Say nothing to you.
We're nearly at the end of the season. We'll talk to you
all
very
right,
soon.
Boys. Shake it easy.
Thanks, lads.
See you later, friends.